want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Here at UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Find the man you want. He's got all.
Listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Known by the name of the Great Northwest.
Taking CanCon beyond Quebec on your FM dial.
Now the setting sun has taken my bows away, everyone.
Welcome to Manitoba in the Moment on 101.5 UMFM. We're here today with Xander Bullard.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So we're going to talk about your upcoming show, your newest release, and just sort of your experience with music so far.
Sweet.
So it's great to have you on. And for those of you who are listening, Xander has his show on Friday at Public Domain. So if you want something to do this weekend still, or you're still hoping to avoid whatever it is, maybe exams, maybe studying, or just life in general, there's a show.
Yes, Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Good Friday.
That is a Good Friday.
It's a Good Friday.
It's a
I
Good
would
Friday
say so.
On Good Friday. All right. So, you have, of course, been playing the Young Performers for past 2 years, and are, I believe, doing a show later on for the Young Performers.
I applied again, so hopefully
yes.
I get in. I'm not sure yet, but you find out May 1st.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So then on the 22nd, are you
playing
part of the Alums show?
Oh, May 22nd, I'm performing with Ben Notes at the Park Theater.
Okay.
His EP, or single release show. Yes.
There you go. Nice.
Yes.
Awesome. So that's another thing you guys should check out as
Please,
well.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of shows just coming up, and then your new EP, Blue in Different Seasons.
Yes.
That recently came out.
March 4th. Yeah, it's out now. Available wherever you listen to music. Produced by Roman Clark. I'm really happy with it. My first EP. So
that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So what was the sort of motivation for the EP?
I think I just, when I was in high school, kind of fell in love with songwriting and just creating music for like the sake of processing my own life and feelings. And I think an EP was just my first like goal as a recording artist. So we started working on that last January.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So you were saying you started your real interest in high school. Was that triggered by anything, or was it just sort of something you always connected with?
I've always loved writing. Like, I think English class was my favorite. I've always gotten great feedback from teachers and whatnot. And then songwriting kind of just came out of curiosity, I think. I was kind of writing poetry a bit before that, and I always found the poems weren't any good. But I think I took the poetry in a different lane and tried to add melodies and was teaching myself guitar at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was kind of all when that happened.
So it just kind of like took root from...
Took root from there, yeah. And then, my first single was called School Linoleum. So I was in high school when that happened. It's about an incident that I experienced at school. So I guess that was the first time that I was like, took myself seriously as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to be like, okay, these are my dreams or my goals, and I'm going to try and start releasing music to attain those goals, I guess. It was about an incident I experienced at high school. But
expressing how you were feeling at the time. So
totally, yeah.
The storytelling element, is that something that you strive for in all of your music, or is it just something that comes naturally to you? Because there's a lot of dynamic elements in your lyric work.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think it sort of comes naturally, but also it's just my favorite kind of songwriting, I think. Like, a lot of my favorite writers are super amazing storytellers. They know how to paint a picture. Mm-hmm. So I think that's sort of just the music I'm drawn to. But also, I think it's, my music is sort of a documentation of my life at that moment too. Okay. So it's storytelling, but it's my story, I guess, you know?
It's an interesting perspective. So it's sort of like a diary in a sense.
Totally. Very. Yeah. Very much a diary.
Awesome. So then is also the storytelling element just kind of part of those musicians that you grew up listening to as well? Like, you mentioned some artists. Is there anybody in particular at all?
I love, I mean, Joni Mitchell. I love a lot of Joni's writing. I think her album Turbulent Indigo, it was like one of my favorites. Also Blue by Joni Mitchell. Those were definitely on the brain when I was working on this EP. But I also love like Phoebe Bridgers and Lana Del Rey and Fiona Apple and just a lot of, I guess, really cool women that write really cool songs. And I think maybe the through line between all of them is just they all have this sense of self and like raw honesty in their work that I think I really respect and would try to like one day also achieve, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to pull it into your own experience.
I just love when artists like leaves everything on the table, you know?
Yeah. So you can definitely hear that in School Linoleum as well.
Thank you.
There's a lot of just, you can tell what you were thinking by listening to it.
Thank you.
We'll get that played for everybody listening so that they get a little bit more context, and then we'll be back to talk more about School Linoleum.
Yay!
So here is School Linoleum by Xander Boulart on 101.5 UMFM.
You're dead, you died, you're dying. You'll grieve, you're grieving and you're crying. At your rebirth, you're bloody here screaming and crying. It's you. Call it a rebirth. Conceptualize the pain. If not just a meaning make, this has to mean something, at least for someone, if not for me. Those monsters killed a part of you on School Linoleum. And when adrenaline starts to crash, you'll feel in your bones, in your teeth, and up your back. An eerily familiar anxiety attack. And there's nothing you can do. He lost everything. Don't you blame the student body. Your wrinkled hands are bloody. Now I'm grieving for my body. Heard he died on your linoleum. Now he's having tea with Death the Reaper. He's grim and really got to know him. He said it's been a while since I noticed you and your smile. And it's earnest, so take my bony hand while drinking. You couldn't hurt anybody exactly in your body, so drink your cold Earl Grey in death with me. And you and I will cheers to bitter prophecy. You and I will cheers with something bitter. those monsters killed a part of you, the only part you recognized. You look like someone gentle, someone that I once knew. But then they woke the beast in you. Now the gentle boy is dead. He died of the what is. He died, he's blue, that's it. And there's nothing you can do. I died of the what is. I died, I'm blue, that's it. There's nothing you can do. I died of the what is. I died, I'm blue, that's it. There's nothing to do about it. There's nothing you can do. He lost everything. Don't you blame the student body. All your hands are bloody. Now I'm grieving for my body. Heard he died on school linoleum.
Listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, and I'm your host, Lucy. So we're here today with Xander Boulard. We were just listening to your song.
Hello. Yes, School Linoleum.
From a couple of years ago now.
2023, yeah.
Yeah. So you were saying it's about a school incident. You don't need to
elaborate
if you're not comfortable. But.
No, it's okay. It was about my sexuality, I guess. It was a physical incident that I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. You know, if you want to hear more about that specific incident, I was in a CBC Gem documentary series called Finding Diamonds. The episode's called Xander and George. You can hear all about my story and my relationship with my cat, George, and how he helped me through that traumatic experience, and also how I've been writing music and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's really cool. I didn't realize that you had done the CBC episode.
Yeah, it was a cool experience for sure. They featured School Linoleum in that as well. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing for everybody to check out.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday, you can get your full fill of Xander, watch a documentary, and go to the show.
And go to a double feature, pretty much.
Yeah. Stream the music on your way.
Oh yeah.
There we go. Whole evening planned. So, listening to the song, obviously, it's an acoustic set,
mm-hmm.
and it's very warm tone sounding. Was it, like, musically speaking, intentionally supposed to be more of a warmer sounding song to, like, balance out the puff topic?
That I wish I could say yes. I think when it comes to me writing melodies specifically, I just kind of play around until I hear something that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always memorizing or trying to learn specific chords. I'm more so, I'm more so looking at shapes and patterns and memorizing mm-hmm. where I'm putting my fingers, experimenting with like removing fingers and seeing what that changes the sound. So I think School Linoleum just came from like experimentation.
Okay.
I was also like in a very, I was grieving a lot at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Only thinking about the situation around the song. So I think I just had a lot of time to play with the guitar.
Yeah.
And once I heard it, I kind of just heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it connected with you after.
Totally.
kind of playing around with the sound a lot. Is that something that you have continued to do, or?
For sure. I think I still like the freedom of like being able to just play around and not be so stuck in, I guess, a rigid like a format of like, just like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't really read sheet music, you know, I don't, I kind of just let it feel a bit more.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah, a little more. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Well, sometimes that's good for music, especially since it's supposed to be such an expression.
Right. I think for me, it always is like, feels like art, you know? It's like just an expression of myself.
Yeah, and it definitely is a form of art.
Totally. Like, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Who was it? I guess it was 2 weeks back now, but I had Tommy Douglas Keenan on the show for some of you who probably listen to that.
Sweet.
And he's a actor at MTC and does music as well, and a lot of performative stuff. Like, he did a orchestral piece based off of a poem. I can't remember who wrote the poem at this particular moment, but they rearranged the poem to music and then added a dance part to it. So it's music is definitely an art form, I would say.
I mean, I totally agree. I think sometimes I have so much respect for the people that can, like, go and just play, like, for the sake of being an amazing instrumentalist and musician, and that is like their full career. I think for me it's a little more spiritual. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
a bit more personal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I feel like that's probably a good way to do music.
I think I also just lack discipline when it comes to like practicing and being like, you know, almost like robotic. Some of these people that are just second nature.
Well, I would say there's a lot of musicians in the city who are like that, where they just do it spontaneously. Like, as we were talking about earlier, Adam Yarsh, he said very much the same thing. And like most artists who've come on who aren't firmly established and who are still getting their start, which is the majority of people that come on my show.
Yes, myself.
Yeah. But it's good to have that sort of beginning place, because then you can figure out where you're going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Winnipeg's probably one of the best places in Canada to get that footing, to build that foundation. The scene here is so good.
It definitely is, and it's very supportive, as everyone says.
It's so supportive, and it's not like that everywhere in Canada either. I have friends in other places that talk a lot about the competitiveness of like their own music scenes, despite being born and raised from those cities. They almost have to like leave in order to prove themselves to then come back and book shows in their own city, but Winnipeg's totally at the opposite.
It is, and it's pretty great that it is that way.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's one of the reasons I'm here right now. Yeah, it's an amazing city.
No other place you should be for music.
Oh, I agree.
Like, it's just great. So, looking back on Linoleum, not so much the context of the song, but more so in your stylization and sort of your development of the song. How has it changed for you moving forward with the EP? Do you see yourself drawing back on things you did for that, or new tricks that you've learned from young performers?
I think what I've noticed the most is that you just grow and you learn. You're kind of a sponge. You just absorb all the things from people around you, even if you don't necessarily intentionally mean to. I think my process when writing a demo is still pretty much the same in terms of like me and my guitar and like trusting myself in the things that I want to say and write about. If anything, that's just gotten stronger. But in terms of like the specifics or all these fine details when it comes to recording a full project, I've learned so much, and I almost enjoy the process more now.
Yeah.
It feels like a collaboration. And you kind of birth this project together.
Become parents of the same
pretty much
album.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really fun process too. Like, you get to see what other people think of everything.
And you get like to bounce ideas off with people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of recording and working out how you want it to sound?
I think probably the things that were unexpected were the most fun for me. You know, adding a bridge where you didn't think we'd add a bridge, or an outro to a song that you didn't think would exist when you first, you know, presented the song you wrote. And also just the sense of play with Roman in the studio. You get to like hear all these amazing chords that he's producing, and then you get to like write to it, you know? That's just a cool thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it feels like a privilege.
Definitely. Yeah. And from what I've heard, he's really great to work with.
Yes. Very kind. Super chill. Yeah. Fun person, for sure.
Very down to earth.
Yeah. Super down to earth, yes. But also just, like, excited, you know. Yeah, he's just so excited about the music.
He does love all music.
Yeah. Especially when it's good.
Yeah. So what was something you added to Monochrome? As we're going to, like, play that next.
Ooh, Monochrome is interesting because it was actually a demo I recorded while I was in high school.
Oh,
Sort of around the same time as School Linoleum, which never got released. It was called Indifferent Seasons.
Okay.
And it was, like, I mean, super bare bones, like a super simple melody. But I just played it for Roman, and we took it in a way different direction. It's definitely much more of an upbeat moment on the record, but it also has a lot of heart. Specifically, the lyrics are about an essay I wrote when I was in the 11th grade, sort of a metaphor for growing up as a queer person and feeling maybe different than the kids around you and not really knowing why. Yeah, so the Monochrome changed. Oh, huge. Like, majority of the song is different, but the core, like, lyrics of the verses stayed the same, actually.
Yeah. So how was, emotionally speaking, putting more meat on the bones for that one?
That's, like, my favorite song ever, honestly. It's, even to perform live, it feels totally cathartic to get to express your emotions in maybe more of a F you kind of way and less of, like, a
more of a punch.
Here's how
to
I
it.
Feel about it emotionally. Yeah, you know, it has a bit of a grit.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it has more of a fuller sound to it, too.
Totally, yeah.
Like, there's more of, like, compared to Linoleum, which very much sounds like a demo.
Yeah, yes.
And that, although it's a great song, too. Like, acoustic is never going to go wrong.
I agree.
But this one sounds like an acoustic that has grown up in a way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So much more mature, this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we will start playing that for you guys, and then we'll come back and chat some more about it. So here is Monochrome by Xander Bullard on 101.5 UMFM.
The boy in monochrome, with all his colors shown. They said his skin was like glitter, like fireflies. He lies to his father about who he likes. He lies to his mother about when he cries. Boy in monochrome, they kill at me knows. Why do you lie all the time? You're sad, I can see in your eyes. So big, why do you lie now all the day? It's just the same shade. I'm screaming out till I taste crimson.
You just heard Monochrome by Xander Bullard on 101.5 UMFM. So we are back again with Xander.
That was a short and sweet one.
Yeah. But like earlier we were talking, it's more developed than your previous material that we listened to, sort of an evolution in a way. But it is very fun and upbeat, even though it's a little bit more, still on the serious scale there.
I like the contrast, I think, of like taking just a really sad demo you wrote and like producing it and almost forgetting the context of the lyrics and just really, having fun with it, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like those definitely connect with people a lot more.
Totally, yeah.
Is there any other songs on the EP or potentially that you're going to put out that have that same sort of concept?
Yes. then we have some demos I've been working on for the second EP whenever that happens. They are definitely, I think, some of the best songs I've ever written. Not to toot my own horn, but we're kind of experimenting with like more like of a synth pop vibe and also still keeping true to like our sort of indie rock gritty stuff at the same time. But we're trying to also just always evolve, push ourselves to do something weird or different. Yeah.
That's fun. That's Thanks. Something that everybody should look forward to.
Yeah, we sampled I Collect Clowns.
Oh.
Something you might...
Okay.
You shouldn't know. I Collect Clowns and some of them wind up and like sing like a music box.
Okay.
So for the next EP, we sampled...
one of the clowns?
Two of the clowns at the same time.
Oh, okay.
For the intro of one of the songs. It's like the coolest thing I think we've ever recorded.
That's
so I'm really excited.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, we're always just trying to find something fun and personal to do. Yeah.
Cool samples are always fun.
Yeah.
I'm still a little thrown by the clowns, but...
I have so many. Like, I just got two yesterday. My friend gave them to me as a late birthday gift. Like, it's serious.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Like, are they... glass or
some of them are porcelain, some of them are like other materials.
Okay.
Like, and some of them are like literally just clown like statues, dolls, things like that.
Okay.
My I have like a tea set. It's serious.
Okay.
It's serious.
I'm picturing a little bit of a scary clown room.
No, they're sweet. They don't people ask me that all the time. They don't scare me.
Oh, okay. You know, I think
they're sweet.
You're a bit of a special breed there. Just a little bit.
I feel like a clown, you know?
You feel like a clown, so you feel like clowns. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think clowns are just entertainers. You know? I feel that way sometimes.
I feel like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Being an entertainer, putting yourself out there, pretending to be somebody else sometimes.
Can't be afraid to be a fool,
Yeah, that's a really great metaphor.
Thank you. It's like with the next EP, no?
You with a clown hat.
We'll see. I've been asked before if I would ever, like, take on that as a full persona, and I don't think I would.
Just like half.
But maybe for a project. We'll see.
That would be fun.
We'll see.
It'd be a fun little clown project.
A fun little clown project.
So, totally thrown off by that. Losing it a little bit. Okay. So, obviously there's projects in the work.
Yes.
Are you going to be playing anything that's not from the EP on Friday?
Yes, yes. You will hear the three unreleased current demos that I have on Friday. Yes, you will.
Okay, so very
and some
exciting.
Covers and some things, but yeah.
Okay, so lots of new stuff. Is there anything in particular, like from your EP that you really want to highlight for your show?
For the current EP?
Yes.
I think honestly, I just hope people like it.
Yeah.
is that wrong to say? I don't know. I think
it is a difficult question to answer.
Sorry, could you rephrase?
Just is there anything you want to particularly highlight for anybody who is coming to your show for the EP or anything about the EP that you want to really emphasize the importance of?
I think if anything, like if I could get anything out of this EP apart from just my own goals, it would be, I hope someone could be inspired to also trust themselves and try and chase their own dreams as well. Mm-hmm. I think, if anything, I hope it inspires people to just live authentically, not be afraid to do that. You know?
Yeah.
And then come have fun on Friday. Just come have fun.
Yeah. That's a good thing as well.
Yes.
Go have fun on Friday.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a whole slew of new experiences that you got from this.
Yes.
Is there anything in particular that you're really like, this is a great thing that I've learned from the experience?
None of my favorite musicians are ever sober on stage. Just kidding. No, I'm kind of kidding. I think just learning that, I don't want to repeat myself, but just learning to trust yourself and mm-hmm. to like, just don't stop making music. Don't stop playing shows. Keep practicing. Yeah. I guess like basic information to give like a young artist, but it's stuff that really does genuinely help.
Was there a period in time where you really needed that or somebody to say that to you?
I think I still do. I think honestly, it wasn't until I started working with Roman that I really felt like I maybe kind of know what I'm doing a little bit, just a little bit. That maybe I'm not on the wrong path. Yeah. He helps me out, just like my own music, which is kind of weird to say, but
no, it's always good to have a good teacher to help you figure out what you want to do. And
because I think I used to second guess myself a lot when it comes to just being scared of people hearing a lyric or just not understanding what I mean or taking it the wrong way or maybe just not liking it. And he's helped me really push that aside and just like hone in on what is true to myself.
So definitely learning how to express yourself more from it.
Yes.
Overall.
Yeah.
That's a very good lesson to learn. So the next song, I Love Like My Mother.
Oh, yeah.
The title's very, like, eye-catching. Makes you think. Is there any, like, particular, like, story behind that, or?
That was one of the songs we wrote while working on it. It was the last song. So it kind of, like, it ended the project. It felt like a closer right when we started it, but I think it was just one of those songs where the topic was heavy on my mind, which I think is a lot of the case for me a lot of the time. I was thinking a lot about my family and my mom, of course, but also my sisters. And I was also in a relationship at the time, so there was a lot of different forms of love that I was thinking about, friendship, platonic, romantic, you know, familial. But specifically also I was thinking about my childhood and maybe addiction as a gene, which is a lyric from the song, but it's also just something that I've thought about my entire life. It's something that maybe I was reminded of my entire life too, just based on people in my family. Kind of being coached at a young age to make different decisions and choices with my life. And also how like my mom is the example of, I think, love in my opinion. Like she is, when I say like, I love like my mother, I mean like, I think I love to my fullest. And that like, it's also, I was thinking a lot about like matriarchy and just like the whole thing, you know, I love my mom. I love a lot of really strong women in my family. So that was kind of just on the mind.
Yeah. So like aspiring to be like your mom in that way.
Yeah. And also it's kind of just like an exclamation that like, I do love like my mother. I love like no other, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of the whole.
So you had like strong role models that you wanted to like really put in the piece of.
And also I think just kind of pay homage to my mom and how she raised us.
Yeah. That's very sweet.
Thanks.
So we'll be playing I Love Like My Mother right now on 101.5 UMFM, and then we'll be back with more from Xander.
Thank you. down to me. And I'm like no other. I love like my mother. Our veins run with the same blood, but our nurture is what raised us. Addiction is a chain, but so is love, and I cling to it. Oh, like a baby.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, and I'm your host, Lucy. So we're back with Xander Boulard. We were just listening to I Love Like My Mother from his new EP, Blue in Different Seasons.
Yes, that's yes. The one. Two mouthfuls. Two like, very long titles.
Had to double check that it was the right one in my head for a second there. Yeah. So, obviously, we were talking about that a little bit earlier about how... Yes. It was a bit of a mantra for your mom and how you were sort of taught love and shown it as a kid and throughout your life. But you were also mentioning, while we were off the air and you guys got to listen to the song, how you had that mixing experience with the swells in the song and had a lot of help from different artists.
Yeah, well, we had done most of the song, just Roman and I, but we got to a point where we felt like it just needed, you know, some more texture. There was a layer that we think we couldn't achieve ourselves. So he got in contact with his friend Joey Landreth, and he plays electric guitar all over that song. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty I can't lie. It's not very cool. It's very cool.
Yeah. And it's just so awesome that you got that on there, too.
Yeah, the debut EP is not a bad credit to have on there, I gotta say.
No, that's really not a bad one. No,
it doesn't hurt, that's for sure. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, you have, it sounds like a reservoir of songs that you've previously written.
Mm.
Is that what you're still pulling from when you're writing, like for this EP in particular, or for any future singles or EPs or albums? Or
For the Blue and Different Seasons, for sure. We're pulling old demos and old songs, and also writing during the process. But for the next one, it's all brand new.
Wow.
Brand new. I know, it feels very much my age, too. I'm very excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's more, you're putting sort of stage one of your songwriting out. So how is that feeling in comparison to some of your newer stuff?
I mean, I love this project that we put out, honestly. The new ones are obviously a little more mature. There's some progression there. But this first project feels like heaven to me. I just think that, you know, some of the songs I wrote when I was like 16, 17, the bulk of them. So I just think in terms of my life and my experiences and what I relate to, it's all a little bit different now. I went through a full relationship and had a full breakup. So there's going to be lots of topics in the next EP that are just, you know,
a little bit heart-crushing.
Heart-crushing, but also just like very 19-year-old, very freshly 20. Yeah.
Yeah, a little chaotic.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Very familiar.
Yes. Yes.
Very familiar with that. So the heartbreak theme, it also seems like it kind of, in this particular EP, is also intertwined, but more so with changing with your personality and your sense of self.
Totally. I think I had never been in love before when I wrote the first. Well, that's not true. Well, by the end of the project, yes, I love like my mother. I definitely knew what being in a relationship felt like. But sorry, could you rephrase that? Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
So basically, just that. To some of the parts. So the difference between having your songs from when you're in that stage of figuring out who you are and the changing in that and having that sort of heartache of, oh, I'm not sure who I am, compared to this more mature, I've been and experienced some things, I've figured out who I am.
Mm. I think I hear the trepidation on the project, the first one, a lot, actually. Maybe other people would never know, but I think I'm really excited about the second one because I just trust myself a lot more. And I just think I have a better grasp of like who I am, like you said, and what I want to be doing. So it feels good. Yeah. It just feels good. Yeah.
Having more direction with where you're going.
Yes. And, just, you know, I'm also excited to take these demos and fully track them for the next one. Cause I think I have a better grasp of like what it means to record a full project and all that it takes out of you. And also I think I just have more ideas and things to share. So.
Yeah, which is just fully exciting. So, again, if you want to listen to Xander's new EP, make sure you check it out on all streaming services.
Please do.
And you have your show on Friday.
Yes, Friday, April 3rd at Public Domain.
Very.
Blue and Different Seasons EP release show.
Mm-hmm. So you also have a couple of people supporting you.
Yes, yes. Earth Angel, who's a local artist here in the city. I love
Earth Angel. Amazing voice.
Leia is amazing. And she also completely like took it upon herself to collaborate on a merch with me. So we're gonna be selling cyanotype prints that we made and designed together. So like the UV ink kind of things.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, they're all blue just because the ink is blue themselves. But yeah, so those are going to be for sale, pictures of me and lyrics and other things and stickers and
Very awesome.
So Leia collaborated with me on that completely. She didn't need to, but it's very sweet.
Awesome.
And then Kaylee G from Edmonton is making her official Winnipeg debut. She's a former young performer at the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Nice.
That's where we met in Roman's group together.
Yeah.
But yes, Kaylee is making their debut here with the band. I'm a huge Kaylee G fan, you guys. Awesome. Like, genuinely, I love Kaylee. So it's just really cool that she's making the trip down here.
Yeah. Oh, she's coming all the way from Edmonton.
Edmonton, yeah.
Very cool.
Just for this. Isn't that crazy?
That is a little bit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then are you doing any festivals this summer at all?
Well, no. Not that I know of yet, no. That's, I think, honestly, a goal for next summer is to really book festivals in particular and, like, chase those. But hopefully the Winnipeg Folk Festival, fingers crossed.
Yeah, do the Young Performers again?
I've applied.
Very
we'll see.
Exciting, so hopefully we'll hear about that.
Hopefully, yeah.
So that's all we have for today, but thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, Lucy, thank you so much for having me. This has been lovely.
And then hopefully we'll have you on again.
Please, I'd love to.
So, as you all know, we'll be back next Tuesday with another guest. We're going to have Irvin Miller on. I'm sure some of you were tired of that at some point. I'm not, but he's a fantastic artist, and he has some shows coming up. And then make sure you go to Public Domain on Friday.
Please, yes.
It's Good Friday. You need to have a good Friday.
It'll be a good Friday.
So make sure you go and check that out. And then we'll catch you back here next week on 101.5 UMFM.
Are you looking for a space to bring your creative ideas to life? At Mile 12 Productions,
we're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
You can find us at 202-460 Main Street in Winnipeg. We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works. Book a studio session. Explore our artist lunch packages or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Hello, Manitoba.
We're the animators.
And you're listening to CJUM.
Winnipeg, the best station ever.
Thank you.
Let you and I grow frosty together. You're the ice maiden. Today you meet your match. Go and I burn. Hell, nothing's the same. I'll send your pretty blonde lashes. We're talking fire. We're talking flame. We're talking ice into ashes. A death is a small price for heaven.